Hey CEO, just curious, how does your day typically go? If you're like most people, you hit snooze a time or two, then grab your phone while you're still in bed to check the time, the weather, the text, the inbox, the newsfeed, the story, only to realize more time passed than you realized. So you jump out of bed, decide you'll have to skip your workout, quiet time, and breakfast today if you're gonna be ready on time for your meeting, and head straight for the closet to find something to wear. Only to find that that one top you were thinking of is buried in a pile of clothes that never got folded and are now wrinkled on the floor. So you throw on a second best option, apply a little lip color and mascara, and slide into your desk chair 2 minutes after the meeting started. You minimize the meeting to go check your inbox and see that the emails have piled up since last you checked. So you half listen to the training, vowing to catch the replay later as you sort through all the random things that have come in. But afterwards, your workday ends up keeping you running from one thing to the next, none of which was on your original list. So now, you make an even longer list of things you need to do and start checking off the easy ones, saying you'll get to those bigger ones later, only to realize it's already 3 o'clock and you skipped lunch again. So you head to the pantry to grab something salty along with the Diet Coke to get you through the afternoon. But before long, you realize it's time to shut your computer to go figure out what's for dinner. But you forgot to take the chicken out of the freezer, so bagel bites again. And as you put them in the oven and realize it's Wednesday, you suddenly remember you said that you would be at the women's ministry meeting. So you tell your family dinner's in the oven as you run out the door, hoping to make it across town in record time before the meeting starts. After you say yes to a few many to-dos at the meeting, you head home, find the day's dishes in the sink, but you're too tired to do anything about them or the pile of unopened mail on the counter. So you head to your favorite spot on the couch where your hubby is watching TV, pull out your phone saying, "I'll just be a minute," only to get lost in scroll hole and fall asleep after a while because you're completely exhausted. And then you wake up to the TV still on and your hubby's snoozing on the couch next to you and realize it's already past midnight. So you gently shake him, head to your bedroom, and fall into bed thinking, "I'll wash my face in the morning," only to wake up to your alarm going off and hit snooze a time or two, and then, now, your day may not be that extreme, but chances are a few things in that scenario may have sounded a little too familiar, like they happen a little too often in your world too, and perhaps have become a habit. On our last episode, your assignment was to look closer at your rhythms, routines, and rituals, aka your habits, over the past week. What habits do you have? And more importantly, how are they forming or misforming you? If you're honest, you may have way more unintentional decisions and actions forming you than intentional ones. And that is why you are where you are in your life and business. Because what we do repeatedly forms us. But it doesn't have to be that way. Instead of just waking up and living by default, letting news feeds, Netflix, and the next new thing get your time and attention, conforming you to this world, you can choose instead to get up and live with intention and be transformed to look more like who he is calling you to become. Once you've paid attention, it's time to take the next step in creating habits that will form you in the right direction, intention. And today, we're gonna take it beyond just good intentions. Are you ready? Did you know busy is not just a disordered calendar or to-do list, it's a disordered heart. And a well-ordered life flows from a well-ordered heart that's focused on him. Welcome to the Redeem Her Time podcast, the go-to place for busy Christian women juggling all the things in midlife and business. From launching kids to aging parents, caring for your needs to serving your clients, investing in relationships to serving in your community. Oh, and keeping up with the laundry, the dishes, and the dirty floors. Honestly, it's a lot to balance. No wonder you feel like you never have enough time. All the time management gurus out there will tell you you just need to get more organized. And chances are you've tried all the things, the planners, the programs, the All Start Monday plans, but they never worked, at least not for very long. That's because those don't get to the heart of your busyness. Here, you'll learn how to build a with God life and business and go from busyness to fruitfulness in this season. And it starts in your heart, not in your calendar. Hey, I'm Lissa, Christian time management expert,
Priorities Protector, and Recovering Should-Do List Girl. I've been leading, teaching, and coaching Christian women for over 25 years, and I've been right where you are, controlled by all the shuns, expectations, obligations, and distractions. But then, God showed me how to redeem my time with faith at the center to let who I am and whose I am guide how I use my time. I'm here to share with you how to use His truth along with time management tools to discover you really do have all the time you need for what you're called to. You just need someone to show you the way. Open up your heart and calendar, because I'm going to show you how to redeem your time and stop believing there's never enough. Are you ready?
Okay, before we go any further, I just got to ask, does it feel like you're trying to make it through another day or just check off another box, hoping that one day you'll finally find the time to push pause on all the duties, the demands, and distractions, and actually figure out where to focus your time to grow in this season of your life and business? I'm just going to tell you, life is never going to slow down on its own. You have to be intentional to stop chasing the clock and your to-do list to pay attention to what God is doing inside of you. I recently got this text from Danielle, a redeemed midlife CEO client, who said, "There are so many things that God is putting in my path right now with respect to where He is leading me in my business. I'm grateful for Redeemer Time for so many reasons, but one is that it's helped me create habits and routines that give space for my daily quiet time and a renewed desire within me to protect and treasure those moments because of the drawing closer to God that is happening. My faith has been surface level for so many years, but it's growing again due to Redeemer Time." I recently heard the quote, "The place God calls you to is where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet." You've stepped in that place and met my deep hunger to have a purpose beyond just getting through another day and paying another bill. Girl, that makes me a little teary to think that what we do through the podcast, the community, and ultimately the CEO coaching program is helping women discover they do have a purpose beyond just making it through another day. And they have plenty of time to do it. Yes, you do have a purpose beyond keeping up with your calendar or to-do list, one that is part of His bigger purpose to be with us. But all too often, that purpose gets buried somewhere along the way. And before we know it, busyness has become a habit that's forming us in the wrong direction. And then we can no longer hear His voice over all the noise around us and inside us. So my mission and the mission of Redeem Her Time is to help women like Danielle and like you to stop running from one thing to the next day after day and pay attention to the purpose beyond today that He has invited you into. That, my friend, is exactly where to invest your time and attention. And it starts with making space to make meeting with Him a habit that forms you. So, as an extra special gift for you, my listeners, I've opened up a few spots this month for a CEO time audit. In this 20-minute call, we'll look at where your time has been going and what He's called you to in this season of your life and business, so that way you can live with purpose beyond just getting through another day. So right now, go grab a spot before they're gone at redeemhertime.com/audit. And together, let's start redeeming your time with intention. Speaking of which, we've been talking about habit formation. And we started last week on episode 239 with the first step, habit attention. Because we all have habits. The question is, are we paying attention to what they are and how those habits are forming or misforming who we are becoming? You see, to be human is to be formed over time. Just look at your children. Over the years, they've likely grown from completely dependent infants to nearly independent adults, most days, because they are constantly being formed. And no matter how much we say we wish we could push pause at a certain age, the reality is, when they grow and we allow them to, that's how they become who God created them to be over time. In the same way, you and I are not the same person we were 20 years ago, hopefully in a good way, depending on what we've allowed to form us since then. And we will not be the same 20 years from now. We are all engaged in the process of becoming over time. But who are we becoming, and what is forming us in that process? For too many, it's unintentional formation. Most people just wake up and let life happen, unconsciously running from one thing to the next, mindlessly reacting to the next thing that comes their way, unintentionally giving time and attention to what they desire in the moment, with little to no thought as to who they are becoming over time. That's what I call living by default. And if we continue to live unintentionally, who will you be by 50, 75, 100? But the opposite is also possible, living by design, making conscious and intentional decisions about what you will do, listen to, look at, think about. And it starts with habit awareness, because like we said, what we do repeatedly forms the person we are becoming. So, did you do your homework from last week's episode? If you're just finding us, or you had good intentions about doing a habit audit but got distracted, no worries, it's not too late. Push pause, grab out a notebook or journal, and jot down what you do on repeat. Think about how you start your day, how you do your work, how you care for your home, your family, yourself, and how you end your day. What habits are forming you? Don't be too busy to notice, because you might wake up one day and not like what you see. And whether or not you've been paying attention up till now, you can live with intention starting today. So choose one habit from your audit. It can be good, bad, or seemingly indifferent. And then ask this first question. How is this habit forming or misforming me? How is grabbing your phone first thing in the morning forming you? How is snacking when you feel that mid-afternoon slump forming you? How is working or scrolling up till bed or later than you'd like forming you? And second, and more importantly, who is the person I am becoming if I continue to allow this habit to form me? You see, in the moment, that device, that dessert, that deadline feels like it matters. But will it really matter when it's all said and done? As believers, we know this world is not our forever home, and yet we still give our time, money, and attention to it every day. That is why there's wisdom in living with the end in sight, because it shapes what we choose in the here and now. When we understand that what we're living for is beyond today, we won't chase time like the world around us, but we'll receive it as a gift from Him for that bigger purpose. A great prayer to focus your intention is Psalm 90, verse 12, which says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Or, I really like how it's said in the Contemporary English Version, "Teach us to use wisely all the time we have." You see, we need to connect the dots that how we are living, intentionally or unintentionally, is shaping who we are becoming. And it all starts with paying attention to our habits. And then that leads us to the second step in habit formation, intention. So how do we intentionally create habits that form us in the right direction in our with God life and business? By not living by default like the world around us. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Did you notice the two versions of the word form? Conform and transform. When we let the world shape us, when we live by default, we become conformed to it and look just like it does. But when we let Him shape us, we become transformed, literally changed from the inside out to be altogether different, like a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. And His will is that we are formed to look more like Him. I've often wondered why God didn't just whisk us off to heaven where we will be made perfect the moment we say yes to following Him. But I think that's the point. Just like the disciples, it's in the following Him and the day-to-day choices that we make, the daily living, in living life, the with God life, that the becoming, aka the transforming, happens. As John Mark Comer states in his book, Practicing the Way, as a disciple, which is also known as an apprentice, your entire life would be organized around three driving goals: to be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, and to do as Jesus did. In light of that, listen to Romans 12, 1 through 2 again, but this time from the Message. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit in without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings out the best in you, develops a well-formed maturity in you. I love that, because you see, it's in the everyday, ordinary life of taking care of ourselves, our families, our homes, of investing in our relationships, our wellness, our resources, of building our businesses, ministries, and passions with God, that we become less conformed to the world and more transformed like Him. Dallas Willard once said, "The most important thing in your life is not what you do, it's who you become. That's what you will take into eternity." And so, I believe that's why He gives us time in the here and now over our lifetime for the process of forming us. So how do you know if you're being conformed to the world or transformed by Him? Well, just look at the fruit you're producing. Jesus said, "You'll know a tree by its fruit." I'm currently working through the Practicing the Way course, where I came across this list of fruit of being conformed to the world versus being transformed by Him. See which more closely describes you. When we're conformed to the world, we experience stress, hurry, anxiety, fear, insecurity, irritation, impatience, resentment, distraction, overwhelm, exhaustion, discouragement, isolation, disconnection, overworking, materialism, discontent. But the fruit of the Spirit, being transformed by Him, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, unhurried, simplicity, calm, contentment, generosity, connection, belonging, integrity, restfulness, diligence, meaning, direction, and growth. Which one most closely describes your fruit? Better yet, which list do you want to describe your fruit? You see, we will all look like the world if we're not paying attention. And we'll look more and more like Him when we live our with God life with intention. But growth and change in this way doesn't happen by just waking up and going about your life. It takes practicing our habits till we become that person over time. Paying attention to what you eat and don't eat, when you work and when you don't, even to what you wear and who you talk with, is going to make a difference in who you become. In the same way, living a with God life that forms you into His image doesn't happen by chance, but by choosing one habit at a time and spending time with the one that you want to become. But friend, it takes intention. Otherwise, we will end up looking the same as everyone else who's letting life just happen. So, how do we not get conformed to this world and start being transformed into who He's calling us to become? By having intention around what's forming you, aka your habits. Now that you've paid attention to your current habits and how they're shaping you, this next step is about making a decision and taking a simple step with a habit swap. So, pull out your habit audit or that list you just made of what you do in your day. And step one, identify a habit to swap. What is something that you are doing on repeat that is misforming you or not leading you towards who you want to become at 50, 75, or 100? Here's an easy example that applies to 72% of us: checking our phone before we get out of bed. It's true. 72% of us look at our device before we look at anything else. Or, if we do make it out of bed, stumble to the bathroom and then to the coffee pot, and then find our glasses while it's brewing, then we often check our phone. So, this counts for us too. Instead of continuing a misforming habit of looking at our phone within minutes upon waking, which leads to thinking about the news, the weather, the traffic, the news feed, the list of things you need to do that day, right? Then even if you do pull out your Bible and journal, you'll likely be distracted. Instead, what's a habit you could do that's forming you into the person that you want to become? Someone who seeks Him first and trusts that His purposes and plans are bigger than whatever is going on around you. That 20 minutes of scrolling could turn into 20 minutes of seeking Him through stillness, scripture, or prayer. Imagine how that would shape you into who you are becoming. And the slower you are to pick up your phone, the less you might pick it up in the day, and not fall into that average 2,617 touches that add up to an average of 7 hours and 3 minutes of doing things on screens. Wow, we can live life beyond our laptops or smartphones. Do you remember those days? But it takes intention to swap that habit for something else. And sadly, the same is true at the end of the day, except the statistics are worse. Because according to studies, 89% of us are on screens for most or all of the evening before bed. And then, wonder why we report higher stress levels and difficulty falling asleep. Because what we repeatedly do shapes us, or in this case, misshapes us. So what if that hour of scrolling or binging in the evening got turned into an hour of reading, or doing something creative, or taking a walk, or connecting with a loved one, or stretching, or journaling, or doing an exam in practice? Maybe for you, it's not your phone. Maybe it's your shopping, or your snacking, or you're saying yes to all the things. We all have habits. When we pay attention to what we repeatedly do and how it's forming us, we can have intention about choosing ones that form us in the direction of who we want to become. And it starts with doing a habit swap. So, have you got your gotta go habit along with your this instead habit in front of you? Good, because now comes the next just as important part. Step two, tell someone. It can be your spouse, a bestie, or a community you're part of. And here's where statistics can work in your favor. Those who just think about doing something have a 46% chance of doing it. Those who write it down and commit go up to 56%. Those who share it with someone else go up to 64%. And those who report progress to someone regularly go up to 76%. Friend, that is a big return on a simple choice to tell someone and give them permission to hold you accountable. Simply put, if you want to have intention around your habit formation, step one is to decide what habit you will swap, and step two, who you will tell. Better yet, who will continue to keep you accountable to paying attention to who you are becoming by having intention around your habits? How about a community of like-minded women who are seeking to be faithful and fruitful in how they use their time to build a with God life and business? The Redeemer Time community is the perfect place to share. In fact, that's where I'll be hanging out this week to not only help you identify a misforming habit that you can swap, but what rightly forming habit to swap it with. And then, with your permission, I'll help hold you accountable to making that your new normal, aka forming a new habit. Are you ready to take the second step in your habit formation and become who He's calling you to be with intention? Good. We can't wait for you to come join us and share your habit swap on this week's community question and see the difference it makes when you commit to being held accountable by others who get it, what it's like to try going against the flow of being conformed to this world. But before you jump over into the community, may I share one piece of advice that I've learned the hard way on this journey to transforming and becoming? Don't start where you think you should be. Start where you are. In other words, don't feel like you should be spending an hour or more with the Lord each morning when 10 minutes has been hard to find up till now. Start small and right where you're at. Just take the time you've been giving to something else and reinvest it in something better. Guaranteed, you'll see a much better return over time. Oh, and one more thing. When you're tempted to say you don't have time, remember, you do have time. It's just about if you're spending it on what's forming or misforming who you are becoming. All the more reason to push pause and book that 20-minute CEO time audit, where together, we'll look at where you're repeatedly giving time that's taking away from what could be forming you. And instead, swap that for habits that will move you towards who God is calling you to be in your life and business. You don't have time not to be intentional, so go grab a spot at redeemhertime.com/audit or click the link in the show notes. And instead of being conformed by your habits, you'll be transformed as you become more like Him with intention. Speaking of which, let's end this time together by praying this liturgy from the Practicing the Way course. Good Creator, who made our inward parts, You see more of us than we do. You know us better than we ever will. And yet You call us beloved. Give us courage to see ourselves in the light, to be honest with who we are and what we're not, that in our being fully seen by You, we may be transformed ever more greatly by Your love into Your image. Amen. Okay, friend, I'll see you over inside the Redeem Her Time community where we'll talk more about this. Thanks for joining me for this episode. And until next time, remember, instead of chasing time on a clock, trying to control it, receive the gift of time from the one who truly holds it. Because as his daughter, you have time. Hey, before you go, I pray this episode blessed you, challenged you, and moved you to take action. So, what was the one thing God showed you today? I'd love to hear. So would you take a minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It makes my heart smile, and that way I know you're liking the show. And it helps other busy Christian women, just like you, find real life answers too. Speaking of which, grab the link and share this with someone you know that's been praying for a breakthrough. And don't forget to come join the after party inside the Redeem Her Time community. We're not just about knowing, we're about doing together. Head on over to redeemhertime.com to join the community, leave a question to be featured on the podcast, schedule a free 15-minute strategy session, or all the above. Of course, I'll drop the link in the show notes because I know you're a busy girl. Look carefully then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16. I'll see you in a few days, friend. God bless.